Avoid having bed bugs for Christmas. We're visiting today with P.J. Liege, Department of Entomology, Insect Diagnostic Lab, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. P.J., what can you tell us about bed bugs this season?
Well, so bed bugs are kind of a continual threat in the country, especially when we think about travel season, because we have a lot of folks going through airports. You may end up staying in hotels, and anytime you travel, there is a possibility of potentially picking up bed bugs.
How do they travel?
The number one way is probably in personal items, backpacks and suitcases. And so, for example, if you stay in a hotel and your particular room has bed bugs, during the course of the night, some of those bed bugs may find their way into that backpack or suitcase or other piece of luggage. And then, unfortunately, you can end up bringing them back home.
PJ, we have a radio audience here. Can you tell people what a bed bug looks like?
So that's a question that I commonly get, and there's a misconception out there that bed bugs are too small to be noticed, which really is far from the truth. I mean, they are tiny insects, but an adult bed bug is about the same size, color, and shape as an apple seed. So it's kind of a reddish brown, not quite a quarter inch long, but close to that.
Can you describe perhaps their lifestyle a little bit and how they cycle through?
So bed bugs, to complete their life cycle from egg to the juvenile stages to the adult, can take about a month and a half to 2 months. Now what happens is in an infestation, you have overlapping generations. So you can have eggs, juveniles, adults all present at the same time. Now an important thing about their biology is that they need a blood meal, which is why they feed on people. But that can also make it a little hard to detect them sometimes because they don't feed for very long. They may come out about once a week, feed for only about 5 to 10 minutes. They spend most of their time in hiding.
PJ, how do people usually find out they've got bed bugs?
So a couple of different ways. Probably the main way people figure out they have bed bugs is they start noticing rash on their body. It seems like they're being bitten. Now, some folks, very similar to mosquito bites, might not react very much. Other folks can react much more noticeably, but that's one of the main ways.
Let's say you found them in your house. What do you recommend people do?
What I recommend is that folks contact a pest control company to deal with them. They can be dealt with using do-it-yourself methods, but it's extremely challenging to get rid of them. And in some cases, some efforts can backfire a little bit and make the situation worse. And so with bed bugs, I really direct people to hiring a pest control company that is familiar with the techniques and products needed to get rid of these insects.
We've been visiting with P.J. Liege, Insect Diagnostic Lab, Department of Entomology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.